Hello and welcome to the Advent Hour. This is Janetta Liebert, your host for the evening. We're so glad that you've joined us today, and you've joined us just at the nick of time, because today we're going to be doing our second feature on health. The last time we talked about health, we looked at the different factors that affect our health, but today we will help you to form a better idea of what represents a healthy lifestyle. So stay with us. As usual, we'll have our thought for the day with Cedric Vine, and we're going to have some wonderful music today. Three absolutely beautiful songs, one coming from Kirk Franklin and Crystal Lewis, I Still Believe, BB and CC with Tomorrow, and the Maranatha Singers, I Will Sing of the Lamb. So sit back, enjoy, and relax.
When I can't feel your love for me, the pain in my soul, it won't let me sleep. I imagine you here, and it dries up my tears. Even though I can't see, I still believe. I believe. Return for me. I believe in things that I cannot see. And when my heart says no, I still believe. Just when I think my faith is gone,
listening to the Advent Hour, presented by Janetta Liebert.
Hello and welcome back to the programme. I hope you enjoyed that wonderful piece of music. As I said before that piece of music, we're actually featuring health again. Last week we looked at the eight factors that are crucial to our health. For those of you who didn't manage to listen, they are our eating habits, air and oxygen, vital to our health, taking in lots and lots of water, sunlight, exercising, resting, abstaining from toxic substances, and of course, being of a cheerful disposition. That means being happy and bright in our thought and outlook on life. Those were the 8 crucial factors that we identified last week for a good and healthy lifestyle. This week, we're going to suggest some ways in which you can improve the quality of your lives. And we hope that you'll be able to take on these positive outlooks in your own life. Well, to start with, we're going to actually give you a bit of a test. All you have to do is answer the following questions. And this is going to give you some inkling as to how healthy you actually are. Okay, there's 13 questions in all, and all you have to do is answer yes or no. Question number 1. Do you eat at least 2 portions of fruit per day? That's about 250 grams. Secondly, do you eat raw vegetables at least once a day? Thirdly, do you eat lots of whole grain foods? That's brown rice, brown bread, cereals, that kind of thing. What about vegetable oils? Do you use vegetable oils? That's not animal oil, such as olive oil or other seeds. Do you eat at least 3 times a day with distinct breakfast, lunch and dinner, and no snacks in between, apart from fruits and liquids, of course? And number 6, do you breathe deeply several times a day? You're probably wondering, well, what does deep breathing have to do with, you know, healthy living and a healthy lifestyle? Well, it's a well-known fact that most of us do not breathe properly. We actually breathe very shallowly. That means we breathe using our shoulders and our chest. And in fact, the correct way to breathe is to use our diaphragm. And this is called intercostal diaphragmatic. Basically, all those complicated words mean when we breathe, we should use the muscles around our waist and our back. It's using the diaphragm to breathe. And that is a much more efficient way of breathing and actually does so much more for our bodies. It energizes the blood, for example, by providing vast amounts of oxygen. So when you sit and you're breathing, be aware of how you're breathing and breathe deeply. It's one of the factors that will improve your health. Moving on then, question number 7. Do you drink between 4 and 8 glasses of water per day? If you listened to last week's program, you will know why water is vital for our healthy lifestyle. Number 8. Do you go out for a walk for at least 30 minutes every day? Number 9. Do you go for longer walks in a park or out of the city at least once a week? Number 10. Do you do some type of sport or exercise at least 2 times per week? 11. Do you get at least 7 hours sleep? And 12. Do you take rest and do nothing on at least 1 day a week? And finally, number 13. Do you enjoy a positive attitude towards life most of the time? Well, how many yeses did you get and how many no's? I'm sure by now you've guessed that the more yeses you have, the more healthy a lifestyle you are living. And if you seem to have an abundance of no's, well, you need to look back and check the way that you are treating your body and try and incorporate some of the ideas we've just talked about. We're going to break for a piece of music now, and after the break, we're going to be looking at the habits that could mean you are on your way for a disaster in terms of your health.
Today, but Jesus said, I am he who supplies all your needs. And you said, I know, but tomorrow.
What a beautiful song, and how appropriate for our program on health today. Tomorrow is not promised, so whatever you're going to do, do it today, because this is the day that God has given us. And now we're going to look at the bad habits that can have a detrimental impact on our lives. We're going to do it in the form of questions once again, and again, all you have to do is answer yes or no to the following questions. Number one. Do you eat in between your main meals? Be honest. Do you have that little nibble of biscuit or a little cake here? Do you eat in between your meals? Number two. Do you eat meat more than 4 times a week? Number three. Do you eat confectionery, that's chocolates and cakes, every day? Number four. Do you consume fatty meats such as salami and sausages or any dairy produce on a regular basis? Number five. Are you overweight? Number six. Do you live in a polluted city? Number seven. Do you get less than 7 hours of sleep per day? And number eight. Do you smoke cigarettes or tobacco products? Number nine. Do you consume alcohol every week? And finally, number 10. Do you drink more than 3 cups of coffee or tea per day? Well, there you have it. The 10 habits that will lead to disaster in terms of your health. How did you do? I hope that you had lots of yeses, but perchance you should have had lots of noes, then it really is time to take a really close look at your lifestyle. Look at your diet, look at the way that you're treating your body, because there is one thing that we can be sure of, and that is a poor lifestyle will lead to an unhealthy body. Pray that God will be with you and bless you as you seek to be healthy.